Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 13 to 14. Final greetings and the second discourse on this. Final greetings part 2. And this verse, or these verses, 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 13 and 14, the commentators have a field day here. Let me read the verses to you. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. It's verse 13, really. It's a troublesome verse. Greet one another with a kiss of love, verse 14. Well, the overall thrust of the verse is very easy. It's mutual greetings. Now, let's come to some difficulties. Some versions have the churches who is in Babylon. But that's been supplied because it's she who is in Babylon. The translators have interpreted here, not translated. They've added this idea of a church. But I think there's real evidence that this is so. I don't think that Peter is speaking about an actual lady here. Some, I've seen the commentators, have gone into the realms of fantasy about his wife and so on. And he's saying with Mark, my son Mark, they've gone into realms of fantasy that he's talking about an actual, literal son, Mark. I think myself it's spiritual here. I wouldn't go to the stake over it, but I think that Peter is talking about a church in Babylon. And then, of course, that leaves the word Babylon. Does he mean Rome, as some say? Does he mean literally in Babylon? Does he mean the spiritual Babylon in the world? And this son, Mark, I think, is a spiritual son. So these are areas where the commentators can have a field day. And if you want to read about it all, I don't think it would be very profitable, but you're welcome to get into it. I, for my part, can see here again this mutual fellowship. Remember verse 12, with the help of Silas, Silvanus, that was Peter. Two were better than one, says the word of God. And here it is. She who is in Babylon, I believe that's a church, chosen together with you, the elect of God, these believers, the ecclesias, they send one another greetings. Peter is glad to pass these greetings on. And so does my son Mark, the spiritual union he has with this man. Brothers and sisters, we need this kind of fellowship. It can be very lonely out there. The world is very pressing. The cultures around us are washing away at the gospel all the time. We're attacked. We've seen this throughout this passage, throughout this book. We need one another. Christ is praying for us. Christ is coming again for us. We have the Spirit. We have the Scriptures, yes. But we have one another too. We have fellowship. This is real fellowship. Embers together can make a fire, but embers pulled apart will soon die out. Two are better than one. And what affection there is. Greet one another with a kiss of love. The danger with all this is to make it institutional. Look at the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper we experience today is practically always a million miles away from what the New Covenant breaking bread is. We've so institutionalized it, it's beyond measure. Well, we can institutionalize this, feet washing and all that kind of stuff. We can institutionalize it. It's the love and the affection that's in it that should be among us. Oh, that we might experience it. I believe these things have lost all meaning. Baptism is now becoming a kind of party game, so a graduation ceremony, a rite of passage. It's a party. All these things can become so institutionalized, preaching and so on, are gathering together so that they get sucked out of all fellowship and meaning. Remember, the emphasis of this passage throughout here has been on mutuality, mutual fellowship, mutual care, mutual endurance, mutual instruction, mutual reproof, one another, loving one another. Let's see if we can have that, brothers. Let us long for it. Let us work for it. Let us contribute to it. Let us make more of it here in practice. Let us not go down the Christendom institutional route, but ever preserve the new covenant, not just preserve it, but find it lively, invigorating, and a blessing to us. May we greet one another, remarking on our election, looking for our hope, greeting one another with this holy affection. May it be so, in Christ's name. And may it be that the world will see us and envy us what they are missing, not knowing this.